Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
This is the PT Pinecast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Our guest tonight currently has her own private PT practice in New York City, working out of Soho Strength Labs, and is Soul Cycle's in-house physical therapist, where she sees the rock star instructors at Soul Cycle HQ. She got her DPT from NYU, and prior to that, she studied and partied at Arizona State University. She loves all things fitness and wellness. She studies nutrition, strength training, and more. Welcome to the PT Pinecast, Corinne Croce. Corinne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you for having me. Super exciting to be here.
Looking forward to it. I think what you're doing in PT is a little bit different from everybody else, and that's kind of what I wanted to get into. But the first question is always the hardest. What are we drinking tonight?
Well, it is a Monday night, so I've got seltzer water. But if it was a party night, we can get a little creative. I am one to love coffee Patron.
All right. Well, in honor of you being Soul Cycle's official PT, I selected a beer from New Belgium Brewing because their logo is a bicycle.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, this is either going to be really, really good or really, really bad. I went with the New Belgium plus Ben & Jerry's ice cream chocolate chip cookie dough ale. I like ice cream and I like beer, but this could be a horrible mixture. But cheers to you. I appreciate you taking the time out and coming on the show.
Cheers. Awesome. We like everything on brand, so I back this decision.
All right. Cool. Well, hey, I just took my first sip, and I'll be honest, it's not half bad. It is a good mixture of beer and ice cream, so I do approve this.
All right, pretty good.
You've said before that you practice less traditionally than standard PTs. I want to know what that means and how you got to be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's less traditional because from kind of, I guess, what I learned in school is the model of multi-patient revolving door in a way where, you know, you see a few people an hour and you have an assistant who's doing aid work while you're doing some hands-on, and then there's an exercise flow sheet, and it's kind of what I learned in school. And I didn't really love that approach. I'm sure it works for a lot of great PTs out there. It just didn't really speak to me. I always had kind of a passion for exercise and felt that it could be a little bit more athletic no matter what clientele you were dealing with. And I was lucky, I started a practice as my first job, doing an hour commute because they were so great out to Armonk. And I saw kind of a different way where they were seeing one patient an hour, really hands-on. Not that that's that uncommon, but it was to me as a student who was doing observing hours and internships and that kind of thing in the more traditional sense. So that kind of taught me that, you know, there is a way to not make it such a factory. And they definitely had their own set of specialty skills, but was more traditional. And that was a great experience. And I was there for a little bit. And then when the commute took a toll and they had some changes in their business structure, I was back looking in New York. And then I took a job at a standard PT practice. And as much as I respect them for what they were trying to do, it did not speak to me. It was, you know, I was seeing 30 people a day every 15 minutes. And it was like, there's got to be a different way. So I started to kind of look into what do athletes do? Like, what do professional athletes do? There's no way this is what they're doing. And then surviving seasons of professional athletic performance. And I kept finding different things, for instance, that they were treating with that I didn't learn in school. One of the big ones was active release therapy. That's now more common, I would say, but at the time was pretty new to the field. So it was like kind of, I guess, my first like aha moment into like, what is this all about? I didn't hear about anything else in school. And you hear about manual therapy, but it was very different. So I started to explore kind of practices in the city that were doing that. And I got really lucky and met a great guy who owns a practice in Soho that I ended up working with for many years, really introduced me to that technique. And it was that kind of technique that opened the door, I guess, to the precision and quality of care that I think is missing. So when I'm with a client, yeah, it's it's pretty much based around that type of technique.
Let's start from the start. You pretty much saw something you didn't like and then decided to go in a different direction, which I think a lot of people can appreciate no matter what it is. You can kind of fill in the blank to that statement with a lot of people, especially in PT. I myself did one of my clinical rotations at a place similar to what you were describing. I'll be nice and not say where it was, but I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. But let's go to what you're doing right now, because I think it sounds interesting. What are you doing? Explain a little bit of what Soho Strength Lab is, and then I know what Soul Cycle is, but a lot of people out there don't know. So just give us like the quick and dirty about those two places.
Yes, I know I could get chatty, so tell me when I need to speed it up. Soho Strength Lab, they're a personal training gym in the city. They're three guys who own basically private training studio. I actually rent space from them, so we're not partners, but we believe very much in each other's style and business. Okay. They're a one-on-one training center, but that kind of is my, I guess, specialty. And I have my clients work with trainers. I specifically am partnered with one trainer who has a lot of background in rehab and functional strength training and Strong First and every other kind of imaginable certification you can imagine. But that's kind of where I guess we separate ourselves, is we really combine rehab and personal training into one, rather than I'm hurt and I can't work out, or I'm working out until I get hurt and then I'll break. We really combine them both. I don't believe anybody should ever be doing one without the other. And SoulCycle is, I think you right now have to live under a rock not to know what it is, but I do know it's not everywhere yet. It's around the country, now going into Canada. It's a boutique fitness studio that is indoor cycling, really a lifestyle company. And I've been lucky enough to work with them we're going to go on 4 years in July. And I do in-house physical therapy, similar style, same partner in crime. His name is Darius, who works with me in my private practice, now joined me at SoulCycle. And we work mainly on the, only on the instructors, I should say. And that really is different in that it's like a professional athlete. That's how I look at them. They have a team of people who take care of them. These guys are on the bike, you know, up to two to four, some of them 6 hours a day. They need just as much specialty. So we've been able to kind of combine that athletic approach of rehab for the fitness world, regardless if you're hurt or not.
I like that. That sounds cool. And I like the fact that PT is there, because I think a lot of times to connect kind of two dots that you already mentioned, PT, especially to the general public or the public at large, John Q. Public, the average person, they just think of it as that thing you described, this revolving door, this I'm with you for 15 minutes and I'm going to fix you, and then you're going to follow this tech around, you're going to do some exercise. And that shouldn't be what it is. It should be more active. It should be where the people already are doing the things they want to do, getting hurt where they're getting hurt. And that's the way we kind of paint a better picture about what PT is, can be, and should be in today's modern world, in today's modern healthcare system. So I like that you're at places like SoulCycle and Soho Strength Lab that they just sound like, even if you've never heard them before, you can figure it out. Those are places people like to move and be active.
In the world we live in right now, and those are obviously two great companies that I am so lucky to work with, but we have so much boutique fitness and so many gyms, and that's awesome. But I do think people need to kind of build a foundation. And I'm one who encourages, if you want to do something, even if I don't necessarily know if you're ready for it yet, I think you start somewhere and we build you up for it. I think we should all kind of be working together for general health and wellness. And that's where I see PT kind of come in, is whether you want to go to a treadmill class or a cycling class or work with your trainer or play a sport. You know, there's lots of teams out in the city, whether it's soccer or baseball, kind of people getting together in these meetups. And there's so many different things, but there's not really being led by instruction for individual needs. And I think that's where a PT can come in tremendously to make you stronger and just feel your best, whether you're taking it to a really serious level or just general exercise. And I do think it's a missing piece, but luckily we're kind of chipping away at least our market.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we are chipping away because, you know, as unique as your model is, I have heard it done similarly in different places, and I think it really will be the people who can kind of adapt and change and see, go to them instead of this brick and mortar standard model of physical therapy. Those places will still be around. They will be. But the people that can adapt, man, they're gonna do some fun stuff.
Yeah, what we do, I guess we think our style is unique, but I see people all the time now moving towards that, and I love it. I think the field should. I'm not, you know, I don't think it's something we should try to keep a secret. It's something I think the whole industry should be moving towards. So when there's a couple of people in the city who I've been introduced to are doing a similar type thing, whether it's in a CrossFit or in a boutique PT setting. And it excites me because I think PT is a bad name sometimes. I hate to say it, but it's like how many people I've met who are like, oh, I tried PT, it doesn't work. And it drives me crazy because it's a style that unfortunately doesn't work for everybody, but they're still going to have their place.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we should be a little bit, I don't know, like, you know, kind of pissed off at some of the places who do this.
I mean, I guess it's everything, right? Everything evolves. So I kind of look at it like we've got to grow and realize like there were things in every industry that 10 years ago was smart and now is like, ooh, we shouldn't have been doing that. And in our field, I think you got to stay up on education. I'm actually headed to a course this weekend. And I think if you don't constantly do that and just find out what's new and what's been discovered, it might not be in every research book yet because it's not been around long enough, but there's plenty of good stuff out there that has reliable research on it that we can start using now.
Right. Yeah. And not even so much of the techniques. I'm just talking about just general theory. I'm kind of a more general theory guy in terms of if someone said, well, I'm just going to go be an in-house PT at a spin clinic 15 years ago, people would have said, well, that's ridiculous. But it is ridiculous until someone does it and proves, hey, this works and this is where we should be. So I think good on you and good on people who are jumping ahead.
I have to say, I agree. I mean, I'm very lucky to hold the position, but I give, for in this case, SoulCycle complete credit for that because they're recognizing the importance of that. And, you know, we're doing it to keep their instructors going strong, but it's a conversation you start that the minute a rider hears, oh, you're going to PT, are you hurt? And they're like, no, I'm just taking care of myself, doing preventative work. Oh, maybe I should do that. And then they start to look into it. So I think I give kudos to them for doing this. And it's an investment that comes back tenfold that they really have seen before others.
I like that word investment. So real quick, do you treat the instructors at SoulCycle? This is a giant company. If an instructor goes down, the people who take those classes, they're going to be pissed. People get really, really attached to their instructors. So you
That's
don't
right.
mess with who's teaching their classes. So do you just treat the instructors or do you also treat customers to SoulCycle as well? Run it through me with me.
Yeah, well, at SoulCycle, when I'm contracted with them, that's strictly instructors. So we're getting them, yes, like you said, if they go down, we're getting them back on that bike. We're also doing a lot of preventative work and a lot of education just to keep them growing and current and preventing them from getting hurt because we're big believers and there's deficits brewing all the time and you don't know it until you start having pain. So we try to get ahead of that. And then their clients right. are just kind of as an organic circle, never was intended that way. But a lot of them I see at my private practice. If they're in need, they always shoot them my way or to others in the field that, you know, they trust and rely on. So it's kind of one little, I always have called it a karma circle. That's how I started at SoulCycle. I worked with an instructor, Enrique. He's kind of the king of SoulCycle. And he was hurt from an injury that happened outside of SoulCycle, falling randomly in a park. And he got hurt and we got him back on the bike. And that's when Soul kind of saw, holy, you know, he was out and now he's back. And there's really something to this kind of care. And they called me. And so I call karma there. And then now it's one big circle of helping their riders in my private practice and helping them in-house. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's how it should be. That is exactly how it should be, is you do the thing that you do the best, and then if someone's happy with that service, they tell someone else, and the circle just goes around and around. It's like a carousel, up and down and around. That's all we do.
Yeah.
Good on SoulCycle, like you said, for recognizing that, hey, if we keep our instructors healthy, it's just good for business, it's good for our clients, but also, hey, how do we keep our instructors healthy? Hey, there's this thing called physical therapy that we can jump on and really utilize and protect our investment. So that's awesome.
Exactly. They want to keep them going strong. Of course, it's a great business move. You know, you want your instructors going strong, but it also made the instructors feel cared for and feel like if they're hurting, they have somewhere to go. And that really actually builds a huge sense of quality within a company. And they're big on that. And I give them a lot of credit for seeing this angle of it. You know, there's lots of things you can do to make an employee feel comforted and taken care of. And when you think about how much these guys use their body, I mean, what a greater way than to take care of their bodies.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think everybody should have it. And I think it's something that's, we just look at as an injury. You know, people all the time here, I work for SoulCycle, and they're like, oh, why? Do they get hurt a lot? And I'm like, actually, no, because we're there. Right. It's one of the reasons. They also don't get hurt a lot because they're taking care of themselves and the workout is very safe and effective. But You don't have to be hurt to get PT is my point.
I like that quote a lot. You don't have to be hurt to get PT. That's the point. So some overlooked areas of physical therapy. I want you to talk about this. What's missing from the field? Where should we be going?
I think we need to go one more to prevention. I mean, that's kind of, I think, the biggest thing. And you do start to hear about that more. I think it's definitely becoming, I've heard a lot about it lately, and I think that's awesome. I think we need to get away from the, I got in a car accident, I'm going to go to physical therapy. Of course, that's there. But I think the same way you think of your massage therapist, your mental therapist, your acupuncturist, they should be a professional on the roster of the people you see to keep you going strong. And that's whether it's just because you're taking care of your house or you're at a high level stress job or you're traveling, all these things need to be addressed before they cause problems. And I think we need to move away towards a functional strength practice. I think we're a little old school as a whole industry. I think doing a lot of outdated exercises and sometimes, frankly, a little useless. And I think as you have guys like Dr. Spina and Cook and so many other great therapist trainers and chiropractor type professionals, you know, all kinds of people from the professional field talking about it, starting certifications, you're starting to like see it for sure more. But as a whole, it's not really the physical therapist. It's even at ART, it's a lot of chiropractors, for instance, which is awesome. But I think our field sometimes lags a little far behind.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people in our field, especially students and new grads who are coming out, are drawn towards more of the strength and conditioning and saying, hey, you know, if the heaviest thing you have in your clinic is 10 pounds, I'm probably not going to add any strength to my patient. And what's the point of me running them through some exercises unless I'm trying to get them stronger? And again, if 10 pounds is the heaviest thing you got, scientifically, I can't figure out how I'm going to do it. If a woman comes in with a purse that weighs 15 pounds and I give her a weight that weighs 10, I can't expect her to get stronger. I want to know this. Since you're practicing now, I just graduated less than a year ago. What's something that you wish you knew as a student?
That these certifications exist. I mean, you can go as a student. I never knew that. I didn't know it existed. It's one, less expensive, so that's always a plus. And two, if you come out of school with some of these really modernized cutting edge techniques, you're ahead of the game. You know more than half the people who have been practicing. I wish somebody told me that. I did not know until I got there when there were some students, and I'm talking like three of them. So if you really can get introduced to, there's tons of techniques out there that I'm sure offer to students. If they're doing it, I'm sure others are doing it. So that's the first. And the second, I think, obviously we're talking a lot of sports because that's my specialty, but I think there's so many areas of physical therapy that you, NYU, you did a good job of touching on them. I give them credit for that, but I don't know if everybody does. And I think we all think of PT as, of course, it's sports training or geriatric care, and pediatric, of course, is kind of spoken about, but there's women's health, there's burn care, there's diabetes care. There's so many areas of the field that you kind of don't hear as much about. So I think as a student, you know, you're not always as inclined to go to do those certifications or to do those kind of observations. And I think it really can open the door to what more options you have. Even if you love what you know of sports therapy, I think that it really does you good service to go to these other places. I did an observation and a little internship at a burn unit, having no idea what a physical therapist does for that. Like, where do I come in? You're the first person in post a graft, because if they're not anatomically set right, they don't heal right. And I was like, I never knew I could do this. Right. I think that there's really just talking to people and finding out what other areas a physical therapist can be a part of would be a huge thing for a student that's not aware of it.
That's great. I like that very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get a little bit deeper into what you really love about your job, and I want one good story from your time at Arizona State, okay? Back with Corinne Croce and the PT Podcast. Don't move.
We're working our brain and our brachioradialis at the same time. This is the PT Pinecast, brewed by Arias PT Staffing. Want a job? Ask Arias.
Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, Shake it back, boys.
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does. Considering a travel assignment over the holidays or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. We're back in the PT Pinecast with Soul Cycles, Corinne Croce out of New York City. We do this, Corinne, with all of our guests. It's called Three Questions. We want to get deep inside your mind, powered by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. First question, I know you're in the Big Apple now, but if you could pick a different place in the U.S., where would you want to go and be a PT? What appeals to you?
Well, it might be cliche, but I would go to California. I lived on the West Coast, obviously, for a little bit. I think it's a very healthy thing to spend some time on the opposite coast where things are a little chiller and mellow. And I really kind of met people from all different areas and different ways of life and think I would go back to the West Coast, but do it California style. Who doesn't want to be in the sunshine?
Remember that thing from Baz Luhrmann that it was kind of like a spoken word song, everybody's free to wear sunscreen? He had a great line in there and it said,
yes, it's an awesome song.
Yeah, live in New York once, but leave before it makes you hard, and live in LA once, but leave before it makes you soft. So see both coasts.
It's funny you say that because we talk SoulCycle today, right? There's a couple instructors I've been in class that play that song. And as funny as it can be, it's actually pretty deep and pretty good advice. So it ties into the messages of SoulCycle pretty well.
Cool. I like that. Second question on Three Questions. What's something that you've been reading recently that inspired you?
I guess kind of a deeper book, but When Breath Becomes Air, I found was pretty powerful. It's I think it's a story that, yes, it's about somebody's medical journey, but it really speaks to kind of living life and not waiting and just kind of when you're in the seat of kind of where you hold the power. A doctor who found himself sick is now the patient. Really, to me, can speak to so many levels of life and just kind of thinking about where we find our strength and what are, even for us, as much as I might not be as critical as that, what our clients feel like and just kind of every area of life. So that's a pretty powerful one for me.
All right, fine. I've got to read that. You're like the 10th person who's told me about that book, and I've got to get it.
I am just starting Love Warrior, which I have heard is really good too. So I'll give you that one too.
All right, third question on Three Questions. Who is someone specifically within the field of physical therapy that we should know more about? Maybe somebody who's flying under the radar.
Well, it's not a shameless plug, but I'd have to give it to my partner in crime because he's not a PT, he's a personal trainer by, career, but he is pretty incredible and inspires me all the time and knows more about the field and fitness. His name's Darius Stankiewicz. You can find him at the same place as you find me. And that's not just because I work with him and think he's great. I think he deserves way more recognition than you might be flying under the radar.
That's cool. I like that very much. We appreciate it. All right, you're off the hot seat for three questions. Let's get back to SoulCycle. What are some of the nuances? We know you treat their instructors. What do you love about your job? Anything specific that you want to mention?
Yeah, I think community. I think it's Soul's kind of biggest, foundation. And as much as it sounds like, oh, please, what is that? I think it's so important that we kind of, like I'm saying, even in the industry, we are together as a community and they really live and breathe that. And it's so cool to see people working together. No competition, whether you're in class or as an employee. And I try to take that into my practice. I think the relationships you build with people are tremendous. And not only how they trust you, but they're actually their outcome. Because if they feel good doing it, they're going to put their effort in and be present. And that's kind of, I would say, one of the most important things of SoulCycle, not to mention great workout and all the other kind of powerful things they do. community building and relationships with their clients is something that I've been inspired to do myself.
Cool. I like that very much. So you work at a place that's very, very trendy, that's very, very athletic about movement. You work at a place called Soho Strength Lab. So we know that athletic performance is something that is definitely in your daily PT practice. What are the most important factors of athletic performance fit into PT? What are they and how do they fit?
I think your level, like how you move, is one of the most important thing. And the reason why I think that's kind of seems like, well, of course, everybody knows that. But I'm not talking about how fast you run or how far you can run. I'm talking about literally how you move, how you raise your arm, how you take a step. I think it's the foundation of anything you're going to do as an athlete. And I think we always go harder, stronger, harder, instead of going more basic, more back to the foundation, more kind of let's start from the beginning. And even in workouts, in general workouts of the average person who's not trying to be, you know, a crazy athlete, we don't talk about that. We always just try to get in our sweat and we go for time or for distance, but we're really not aware of our general, how do we pick up our bag and how do we sit at the couch? And that kind of actually creates a better athlete. So I think that's one of the biggest things. And I think how you move with all the little aspects, obviously, of athletic training, but I think the mental component is tremendous. So obviously we have endurance, we have cardiovascular, we have stability, obviously strength, but the mental focus that an athlete needs and we can have as people, I think, is a missing link. And that can come into PT, because if you bring that into your sessions and you really make the mind-body connection, which is another thing SoulCycle has taught me, you really see people flourish.
You know, you say it one way and I've heard other people say something similar. And I shouldn't say just other people, I say some people. And those are the people that get me excited about where PT is going to be in 10 years. Because I think if it stays the same or if it doesn't evolve, I think we're in trouble as a field. I think other disciplines will fill the void, and that will be a shame, because we're supposed to be, and you mentioned this word just a moment ago, movement. We're supposed to be the movement experts. And I really hope we become that to the public. I hope they really see that, because that's the only way we can actually be the movement experts. We can know everything. We can be so smart. We can know all the research and do all the right things. But if no one knows about it, if they don't connect the dots, we're going to be extinct. And that's a shame.
It is. And I think it comes back to kind of what I'm very passionate about. And I think we all have a place, whether it's a trainer or a chiropractor or a movement specialist who's not a PT. Like, we all have our place. And I think working together and actually collaborating is really what's going to make people their best selves. But if, as a field, we lag behind, but also don't work with others to kind of learn from them and what can we do different to aid their work, we're going to be out of motion. And that's not a good thing. So I love that we're talking about this. And I think that hopefully it inspires students and professionals to either keep doing it. If they're doing it, kudos to you. And if not, to kind of think about it and try to just tweak your practice a little bit.
Yeah, that's one of my small goals with the show, is just kind of spread the word. You know, I mean, people aren't here to hear me talk. We bring on really smart, really innovative people. And that's, I just hope I just spread the word and people hear this and go, you know, maybe I can integrate that into practice tomorrow. Or maybe I can do that once I graduate. Or maybe I should change how I've been thinking. That's like, I think the biggest thing we can do is, wow, what if I can just make somebody think by putting an idea in somebody's head. So, all right, Corinne, every episode we do is a pint, and at the end of every episode, we take shots.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
If you had one parting shot, one little nugget of wisdom to leave everybody in the field with, what would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one. But I would say that if you move well and you feel well, you will perform well in every aspect of your life.
I like that very much. And if you stick by that and you live by that, your patients are going to pay attention to it. And that's how we change hearts and minds. That's how we get the public to figure out what PT actually is. You want to throw out a website where people can find out more information specifically about you?
Well, I'm going to give you an email, because I am a very personal therapist. So you contact me by phone or by email, and I will tell you personally. I'll talk on the phone with anybody, regardless if they're a client or not, because that's the way I like to make it happen. So it's CCROCEPT soulcyclelab@gmail.com. But I encourage you to check out soulcycle.com and sohostrengthlab.com as my partners in crime in this great field. And check out Darius Stankiewicz. You can find him in all these areas. He's listed on those websites, especially Soul Strength Lab, as the under-the-radar star of the field that I am so lucky to work with.
Cool. Corinne Croce of SoulCycle New York City and the Soho Strength Lab, we appreciate you being on the PT Podcast.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they? The PT Podcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.